Strong winds and exceptionally high tides over the weekend caused the Lumbermen to drag anchor from its position on state tidelands. It drifted south, raising concern that it could endanger private or public property. Port Director Carl Yucatil says the U.S. Coast Guard paid to have the 107-foot vessel towed to one of the city's cruise ship docks, where it remains for now.
Docks and harbors will craft a plan in the coming days to go through the formal process to impound, either to scuttle it or to have it disposed of in some legal and responsible manner.
The saga of the Lumbermen began long before it first broke free of its mooring in 2018. The city had been trying to get the owner of the derelict vessel to move it for months. After it drifted up the channel, the city said it was legally the state's responsibility to dispose of it. But since the Lumbermen wasn't a navigational hazard, it remained where it was. A local fish hatchery donated an anchor to help keep it in place, and city employees regularly monitored the boat. The nonprofit Marine Exchange of Alaska also placed a transponder on board to keep track of its movement. The Coast Guard paid a salvage company to clean up any hazardous material on board, and a year ago, the city contracted the same company to pump water off the boat to make sure it stayed afloat.
There's a lot of stakeholders involved in nursing the Lumbermen along, and Mother Nature made its own determination over the weekend and moved it, and so now we'll deal with it in an appropriate manner.
Yucatil says the impound process could involve an auction for the vessel, which still has a good hull, but he says that would come with the understanding that the boat must leave Juneau waters.
We'll put some stipulations that we won't allow it to be sold for a dollar and then just moved in some waterway and continue to be a derelict.
Abandoned vessels like the Lumbermen are not unique to Juneau. Rachel Lord is the executive secretary of the Alaska Association of Harbor Masters and Port Administrators.
The liability that we see, the public liability with boats that are left or abandoned, it's a real problem, and it's a problem that we see statewide all across our coast and on our rivers.
The organization worked hard to get a bill passed that would prevent scenarios like the Lumbermen from repeating. SB 92 requires vessel registration with the state and is meant to establish a derelict vessel prevention program and fund to help with disposal costs. It was signed into law in 2018, but implementation has been slow.
It was a huge step in that regard, but like with any law, it's only as good as your capacity or your interest in enforcing it and utilizing it.
Lord says other states dealing with similar problems have had success creating administrative positions specifically tasked with carrying out and overseeing derelict vessel laws. She hopes to see Alaska follow that example. The Lumbermen is not the first abandoned tug to cause problems in Juneau's waters. The Challenger, another derelict World War II-era tugboat, sank in the Gastineau Channel in 2014. It cost almost $2 million to dispose of. In Juneau, I'm Adeline Baxter.